Welcome to the Creating Us podcast, hosted by the Office of Leader and Culture Development. We're excited to be with you as we continue our journey through the simple truths of leadership. All right, here we go. All right, so for this week, we're going to continue this episode focusing on the Simple Truths of Leadership playbook. For everyone who signed up, again, make sure that you're checking out the short course that is being sent to you. I'll be including a number of resources for you to review, and really they're designed to bring this topic to life in more actionable steps. Yeah, as we know, Blanchard and Connolly do a tremendous job with this playbook, helping us to take the simple truth that we have and put it into practice. So this week, our simple truth is number two. Every great organization has a compelling vision. One thing that I would encourage with this is let's play with the wording here a little bit. We work with some great universities that are focused on our values-based culture. They have clear visions. They have our mission statements of why we're doing what we're doing. But there's another level here that I think we can really influence, and that is the vision and the mission of your team and even yourself. If you have the playbook or you're accessing it via ebook, which a quick side note is if you are listening from Angelo State University, the library has gone ahead and acquired the Simple Truths of Leadership Playbook ebook. And so all ASU team members are able to access that as well. So if you don't have it, now you have a way to get access to it. And the reason I'm calling that out is there is a QR code similar to the first episode that you can go and download a worksheet. I really like this worksheet because it takes the complexities of this simple truth and breaks them down into actionable steps. Okay, so let me go back to that word change that I was telling you about. You know, the simple truth talks about every organization, but what I'm encouraging is let's look at it from a team perspective. And what I mean by that is, what is it that your team is trying to accomplish? Specifically, when you look at the organization's vision, and again, our vision, it gives us a date, it gives us a pathway, and it lights that pathway so we know that the work we're doing is going to help us get there. When you look at your university's vision statement, the question I have is, how does your team's vision help get the university where they're trying to go? Many times, it's not uncommon for me to hear that individuals will say, well, you know, the organization has set their vision and mission. Yeah. I mean, that's just kind of what they typically do. Every organization does that, right? But, you know, I wasn't a part of it. I didn't write it. So I don't know. I just work here. You know, I read it and I'm like, all right, that's cool. But we don't really spend a lot of time with it. If we are to be intentional with what our vision looks like at the team level, this allows us to stay connected and to ensure that our expectations are aligned. So let's break this down a little bit. When we think about, you know, what business you are in, for us, we are coming at it from a higher ed perspective. So it's easy to say, well, our job is to create an environment to grow and develop that next generation of leaders. And that is a term that I'm using, but at the same time, I think makes sense. Because regardless of their academic program, regardless of the experiences that we have, and regardless of our role, that is in essence what we are trying to do. We are, as Chancellor Mitchell would say, we're not in the higher ed business, we're in the people development business. Think about that for a second. Regardless of the work that you do, it's an amazing opportunity to truly have a positive influence. And I would argue that is why we choose to work in higher education. So, what business would you say your team is in? And again, how does this bring the organization closer to accomplishing the vision that has been established? From there, what does success look like? How will we know that we've been successful? What are the outcomes? What are the behaviors that we want to see? These are conversations that we want to be able to have as a team because, again, when we talk about creating expectations and creating clarity within our teams, we want to ensure that all team members are on the same page. Now, this doesn't mean that I want you to have an environment or create something that everybody's going to agree to. We need to be able to have that healthy dialogue, that healthy conflict, so to speak, so that way we can challenge ourselves and we can push ourselves to make sure that we are striving for really the best goals for our team. And then, how do the university's values align? When we started our values-based journey, it was very intentional, the efforts that were taken. For those that have been around for some time and for those that have attended a value summit, you see that it is not a prescribed event. It is an opportunity for individuals, for our faculty, our staff, and our community members to come in and say, "This is what I believe the values of our university should be." From there, we engage in dialogue and back and forth, and we narrow it down and we come up with topics that we agree with. And we can say that as kind of our umbrella, that our organization, our university is headed in this direction. We can get behind that. From there, it is our responsibility as our team to say, all right, here are the values that our organization have set. Here's how we defined it. Here are the guiding behaviors. Now, how do we apply those to our team so that we can help the university realize each of these values, accomplish the vision, and truly live out the mission? You can start to see how it's cascaded and really built to support each other. As we think about the team aspect, which is what I've really been focusing on today, I would challenge that we can also do this at the individual level. You know, one of the things that I love about our values is at no point do we say that everybody needs to have those exact same values. Instead, what we're saying is we came together as a collective, we came together as a community, and we said that our university, whether it's one of our health sciences centers, whether it's Texas Tech University, whether it's the system, Midwestern State, Angelo State, we came together as a community and we said, as a university, here's what we are striving for, and these are the guiding behaviors that we're going to live with. So then, similar to what I explained with the team, as an individual, how do your values then help the university accomplish and live out the values that are in front of them? Again, when we think about setting a clear vision, what we are trying to do is create a pathway to success. When we ask that question, why do we do what we do? We want to be able to answer that. We want to be clear as to when I come into work every day, I know that the work that I'm doing is adding value and is helping us move forward. When we're able to bring ourselves into that environment where we have clarity on our expectations, clarity on our purpose, clarity in our motivations, we are going to find a much more fulfilling experience. Again, make sure you check out the short course. And if you're listening to this on the Creating Us podcast and you're like, what are you talking about? My email will be available. Send me an email. I'd love to get you added to our mailing list for the Playbook book study, where you can access all of these resources. There are going to be additional videos and handouts for you to consider and reference. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode of the Creating Us podcast. If you have any comments or questions, please let me know at jason.weber@ttu.edu. Until next time, take care.